Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jessica Huang, Roxanne Rasco, Nightmare Consortium, Cecile Keel Kirkdale, Hale, William Peregrine. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Episode 102 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Chris Optrick, Act Amsterdam.
Hamitala Harun Altahan.
Sasha Rackett.
And Azu.
And technically, nothing has gone wrong yet.
We've teleported into the middle of a forge, as far as I can work out. An industrial forge.
Yep.
Oh, goblins.
I mean...
Is that what they like
quite
doing?
Quite the assumption there.
I mean, in magic. I don't know if that's true in D&D. Or Pathfinder. What are we playing? What is this game?
Pathfinder, yeah.
Give me some rules.
I think it's doing World of Warcraft too. I think goblins do.
We're playing Vampire the Masquerade. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
We got to a weird place really quickly. I looked down at my notes, I looked up and we're playing a different game.
I've been playing Call of Cthulhu for months.
Real long play.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's taken ages.
So yes, I get to do the fresh thing of, you're in Damascus.
Yay!
Hooray.
Investigating the simulacrum.
Woo!
Mm. Oh, yeah,
and you find yourself in the middle of... Let's find out. Give me some perception checks. First impressions. You only get one chance.
I say that.
11.
11.
29.
21.
16.
Oh, wait, no, 22. I forgot I have 12 perception, not 11. I'm very perceiving.
Okay. So, all of you realise you are in a factory.
Ah.
A large factory. And it is chocker with goblins. Just chocker. And full of massive machinery, which appears to have a certain element of automation to it rather than it just being...
Would you like to explain the word chocker to our American listeners?
Because
I don't think that's a piece of slang that will...
It's the collective noun for goblins.
Yeah.
A goblin.
It's a chocker of goblins.
It's a very technical term. It comes up in British parlance all the time.
Yeah.
Want some chips, mate? Yeah, governor. Chocker of goblins.
I'm really, really tempted to now have everything to do with goblin culture like that. So it's like Cheeky Nando's is actually a very, very coming of age ritual.
Yes, a young goblin has to go out and seek a Cheeky Nando's.
So, yes, it is absolutely...
And if he passes with flying colours, it's quite good.
And they get to enter the full state of Vance.
Failure is very interesting.
And this is the leader of our tribe, the Archbishop of Banterbury.
So, yes, you are all in a massive factory
A Bantasaurus Rex!
Full of goblins. And it is, from the outside looking in, to everyone apart from Grizzop, controlled chaos. It is just a frenzy of activity and half of it looks pointless. Grizzop, to your eyes... Tell you what, they got this place down. Like, as far as goblins working on things go, this is...
I mean, I don't know too much, because I think we grew up with goblins.
Oh, yeah. From the stories that you've heard, this is well over and above. But what I would say is that, to your eye, there's just a slight change of... It just looks like a lot of people really getting on with stuff, instead of the faffing that, oh my god, every other sentient race does. Just all of the faff. Specifically Hamid, giving you slightly more insight to that
perception
check.
They all look so tall.
You are on the shop floor. specifically, and it appears to be that they are working with metals, and to your eye, straight off the bat, you can see it is Damascan adamantine. Like, as far as luck goes, you've lucked out where you've landed. You also see that there is, way up above a foreman's office, there appears to be someone looking down, but doesn't seem to be more than that. Only about half of the factory floor have noticed you. The other half are just busy getting on with stuff. But you can see the ripples sort of growing out. Sasha.
Ooh, is there a gift shop?
What you do see is that they are definitely making a lot of products. So you're looking at this with your sort of eye of devices rather than anything else. This is basically like an industrial process. This isn't like, oh, we'll make 10 and we'll stop. This is churning stuff out. So whoever's like put this together, this is the whole hog.
But are they making good quality things, or are these rubbish daggers?
All you're able to see is raw product going in at the moment. You're not able to see like the finished thing because the conveyor belt moves literally beyond the room that you're
clanging.
In.
So if I'm remembering like the world briefing from way back in London,
Bryn's superpower emerges. Making notes.
Memories.
Remembering things.
Yes.
Basic bookkeeping.
There was the implication from Beaming Gusset that Damascan industry was a lot less productive than it used to be. Like, they just weren't producing that much anymore.
So
is it a surprise that there's this much activity going on?
I'm going to give you all a fresh attentive check, because at least two of the characters were not here for all of those discussions. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, can I get a knowledge history, if possible? Or if anyone thinks they've got anything relevant, let me know. Not Arcana.
I don't, yeah. I was hoping for knowledge economics, which is another thing I don't have.
Geography?
Geography I'd allow, yeah.
16.
So we got 16 on the table for Grizzop for geography. Anything else? Anyone else got any knowledge?
I think might be the only relevant one.
I mean, if local or... I mean, yeah, I assume you took my device and appraise.
Yeah, I'm talking
into,
specifically like knowledges. Okay. So, Grizzop, things that you know about Damascus... Well, Damascus used to be really famous for making, like, really good swords ages ago.
People have heard of Damascus steel.
And then people lost that ability to make it, apparently. And then recently there has been talk that people have sort of rediscovered this and really been...
How recently?
Within the last sort of couple of years, tops.
I'm going to turn to the group and say, you know the stuff in Paris? Since when has that all been going on?
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Whilst you're talking, does anyone apart from Grizzop speak Goblin?
No.
Okay.
So to everyone apart from Grizzop, it's just, you hear the chatter of goblins sort of spreading, and they are all reacting. People are dropping stuff. People are climbing up onto railings to point, and you're very much like just a noise of, you can, like, it doesn't take a huge leap to assume that everyone's going, oh! And pointing and like climbing up on railings and like looking around machines and stuff.
This is a very Mad Max Thunderdome.
Oh yeah, but times 10 and everyone's like this big. Grizzop, what you hear is lots of chatter, and the general consensus seems to be that you're the inspectors. And everyone's, and basically the chatter starts turning to, oh look, busy, yeah. All right, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm hitting a hammer. Hammer hitting.
Just a second.
Yeah. Yes.
Take us to the foreman.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. Right, yeah, okay.
Right, while he's taking us there, I go, right,
so...
He's sprinting off towards the foreman's.
You might want to hurry up a bit. I'm just wondering, because...
Oh, no, there's a whole house full of Grizzops.
Yeah, well, I'm tired
back.
Already.
Sorry, problems. What's up? I thought we were...
They don't move as fast.
Oh, so sorry. Would you like us to find you some kind of wheeled vehicles?
Just point us there.
No,
we'll
go.
Is this in Goblin?
Yes.
Do that.
Okay.
Because that shows that a foreign language is being spoken.
Oh,
it just indicates that.
Nice.
We got a little
hand signal.
It's really useful on an audio podcast.
Yes.
Ben.
Alex, we can hold up.
I'll hold
our
up my finger and
in
go,
L.
In Goblin.
Yeah. The signal for loser is.
It's the
language.
So, yes. This is in Goblin, and it's just, oh, right, I mean, is there anything we can do to help? I mean...
No, just take us to the foreman. We need to see them immediately. This lot, don't move so fast.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just point me there, and we'll take them up at their pace.
Okay, right. A goblin just flashes a double thumbs up with a very big, spiky grin, and then just sprints off towards the foreman's and just keeps pointing the whole way, basically yelling, that's the foreman up there, that's the foreman. Guy in the foreman's office, he's the foreman.
So, as walking, I'm like, I wish I had that many teeth. Is that having 20 daggers of your own?
It's pretty great. basically, what on earth Damascus like started producing adamantite about a couple of years ago, and I'm thinking if we're on the trail of what we are on, and maybe if that whole stuff in Paris started a couple of years ago...
It was a bit longer than that, more like 5 or 6. And I mean,
okay,
given the economic thing that the Mr. Sealing was running, it must have been even longer. Like,
well,
the world's been relying on that technology for a while
now. Fair enough, maybe not, but we're going to go see the foreman now, so we should get a story straight. This lot think we're the inspectors. So let's just riff on that and see how much information we can get, right?
Or we could just say
that would
that
be lying.
We're in charge.
Yes, it would be lying.
I was thinking we could pretend to be foreign investors.
Gangway! At which point a massive cart full of raw materials just rockets through the middle of this conversation. Sorry!
I'm willing to inspect any of the sharper products.
They already think we're the inspectors, so let's just play along with that.
Foreman might not.
Let's see.
Okay. Heading to the foreman's?
Yeah.
Presumably, I have to ask these questions.
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, heading towards the foreman's, you head past the goblin who was helping out earlier. He's just like, stairs, upstairs, that's how they go. He starts miming, going upstairs to all of the people who don't speak goblin, double thumbs up, and then gets back to his work, which mostly consists from your ears of hearing, inspectors, yeah, seriously, I help them out, I'm sorted, me. Heading up, and yeah, it is a absolutely quintessential, for anyone who knows their, like, British style, like, you know the foreman office in the corner where it has big, like, almost floor-to-ceiling, slightly grubby windows, and it's in the corner of the warehouse?
A man should be there with mutton chops and a top hat with the hand behind the back going, excellent, the wheels of industry.
Yeah, like, that's what we're going
smoking
for here.
Smoking something.
Yeah. That's what we're going for. Yeah.
The children aren't working hard enough. Deny them food.
that's very much the look at first. What is slightly problematic, though, is that at no point is this made for anything other than goblin-sized.
Ah.
So, yeah, you can make it up the stairs, even if it is a little bit more like rock climbing, because it's all wrong. But you hit the point where it's like, where Hammond's house was built, because they had the understanding that humans might rock up, so we might have to make it so it's physically possible for taller races to get in. Yeah, not so much. Like, to Grizzop, this is all, like, perfectly in proportion. Hammond as well. Sasha, you might be able to get away with it, doing the sort of Gandalf stoop thing.
Yep.
Azu, you're like... you're literally more than twice the height of some of the people here, and it is built for them.
The circumference of your breastplate, too big to get through the door.
You know what it's like? If you try to go in, it is going to be like watching someone try to crawl through a doggy door for, like, a chihuahua. Like, your head's going to get in, and then it's like, oh.
You're probably broader than they are tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's about fair.
I can't actually... She pokes her head in the door... and then just demonstrates how the rest of her
does not fit. So the foreman's just behind a desk going, ow!
I mean, that works.
Well, they failed that point of the inspection.
So the goblin, like, sees you all.
Insufficient door.
And then, like, in goblin first, it's just, hello?
Hello, inspector. Here on an inspection.
Oh, right. Okay. Should we widen the door? We can widen the door.
That would be wise.
How quick would that take?
A few minutes.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, give us a second.
In English.
He's widening the door.
Just give us a second.
Ooh.
You hear him reach over and basically over the tannoy, it's just noise. Like, you can't actually make anything out. Grizzop, you also can't make anything out because it's that... but you see, like, random points of the factory suddenly all start running up with loads of tools and they start dashing up the stairs and immediately begin literally just hammering and chiselling into this sort of corrugated iron work, like, foreman's office, like, the side of it.
Am I the only one that's tired already?
See, this is what efficiency looks like.
And it's a cacophony. And just over the top of it, you have the sort of goblin foreman going, how can we help you today? Bang, 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 bang. Sorry that we weren't aware that... Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Surprise inspection.
These things happen.
Yeah, they do. We need to review your inventory. Also, for the benefit of my colleagues, who we speak in English.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Hey, thank you very much.
Why do they speak English?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
His English is very good, but he just seems a bit thrown by the whole situation. Right, so inventory and what else are you wanting to see?
Oh, the inventory first would be best, thank you.
Right.
And then a brief history of the plant and the sort of upkeep and upgrades you've made over the last couple of years.
Oh, you want to inspect the tourist route?
you know, history. You know, in only 2 short years, we have managed to generate...
No, I need the real one with the bookkeeping and the, you know, the inventory.
And the tourist one.
Well, the tourist one might help, but, yeah, just... We actually need the proper rundown of the efficiency and how you've increased your output and what you've bought to increase your output. You know, a general accounting, because we're inspectors.
All right, okay, that's fine, right. It is going to take me a little while to get it together. I mean...
That's fine.
Okay, right, in which case, then, if I can see you downstairs in about 10 minutes, we'll be able to go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes, my colleagues and I think that's a fine idea.
Okay.
Azu backs out again. Amidst the...
All of, like, the goblins, they're, like, on top of one another. They're on top of the banisters. They're on top of you. And all you hear is this chatter, which Grizzop, for you, is just, no, don't move. We're just doing the measurements.
Oh.
They're all pushing you back and they're, like, kind of going,
well, they're just measuring you.
Oh.
Give him, like, a minute.
So, yeah.
She sounds like stock still, like...
I'm going to accelerate time. Within a couple of minutes, they have rebuilt the door so that Azu can fit in.
Wow.
There is the awkward issue, though, of, like, it goes floor to ceiling, and then you have the issue of you're basically doubled. Like, you can sit in the room, maybe. Probably lying down. You can scooch in. But unless they rebuild the forum office, that's the best you're going to get. But, yeah, they sort of eventually form and sort of gestures for you to head down with him down to the bottom. And leads you to basically the equivalent of big hangar doors. So you've got a conveyor coming in at one end, heading out at the other, and you're heading towards the one that heads out at the other end. And it's just the hangar doors, and he goes, right, okay, has everyone got their safety gear on?
Bong bong.
Also bong bong.
Great.
Sasha dodges something.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. A couple of goblins run off. They come back, and then one of them's just holding two goblin-sized hard hats, kind of giving a, like, shrug shoulder.
It's that half of one of the top hats on one the front of her head, and half of the other on the back.
I will take one.
Yep. Takes off his own hat and passes it to you.
Aww.
Again, double thumbs up, big grin. Clearly, this is.
I return
kind of
the gesture.
Thing. Rushes off for the. I want to say forum admin, and he's not a forum admin. That's a completely...
Foreman.
Thank you. And
Millennials.
Ooh.
So the forum's there, and then he sort of gestures for them to move the hangar doors, and one of the goblins over the side goes, all right, scribbles up, pulls a lever. The hangar doors slide open. Azu, they might be hangar doors to goblins. Like, to you, you might actually be able to jump up and, like, touch the top of these doors if you tried.
That's fine.
But heading out, you see crates and crates and crates, all wooden, palleted. They seem to be good to go, and they are stocked up.
And where's this shipment going to?
Oh, I'll tell you what, if you give me a second, checks a clipboard. He sprints, everyone sprinting, all the time. Sprints over to the far end of the room, sprints back. Okay, so we have here Paris, we have here London, we have here... interesting. We have here Australia, that's a weird one. And we have... Basically, we have some orders on back, but that's everything that's in here
right now. Of course. We'd like to take a random sampling of the just a few of the cases and just check inside, if that's okay.
Oh, of course. I mean, you can't take anything, but sure.
No.
Just to
verify the contents.
Runs over, grabs a crowbar.
And obviously, I'll be looking through the entire shipping and handling records
at
some point.
Pick a box, any box.
That box
it is.
And that one as well, please.
And that one over there. Runs over to the first one.
Just two will be enough, won't it?
Two will be fine.
Admin roleplay.
He's shaking.
Azu, do you want to give him a hand?
He's clearly a foreman. He's like,
okay. Azu goes and opens the box.
Does it break the crowbar?
Give me a strength check.
Okay. Don't roll too high.
That's 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he opened it enough so that you can get your purchase in, and then you just kind of... Is this okay? Yeah. Tear the entire side of the pallet open. And what you see arrayed in there are... It appears to be, like... a large number of mechanical parts. Sasha, you might be able to figure out what they are, but no one else. It's just machine stuff.
I would like to roll whatever it is, partly to check that they don't remind me of parts that went into the simulacrum.
Sure.
What should I add to that? My
disabled device? Disabled
device? Yeah, disabled device is the closest in Pathfinder.
18.
So good news, bad news.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is, it is definitely the same metal that you were seeing with the simulacrum. It's definitely adamantine that's in there. However, you don't recognise these parts. You know what they are, but you didn't see them in the simulacrum. It's bearings. It looks like they've made a huge amount of, like, Damascus adamantine bearings, which makes a lot of sense, I suppose. If you oil them up, they're basically never going to wear down, ever. So as far as moving parts go, yeah, makes a lot of sense. It doesn't appear to have a specific function. It's just an enormous number of mechanical bearings that are just stacked and stacked and stacked and stacked.
I mean, technically, you could put these in a very large army of simulacrums if they just needed smoothly moving joints. But
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But you could also just, you know, put them in a bicycle.
They go in mostly anything. I
anyway, guess. Enormous person, hello. Could you open that one for me? I really appreciate it, Inspector Person, sir.
Gladly. Azu is like, she is super charmed by all this. She's like, oh my god, so many helpful small people. Okay. Do I need to roll strength again to open something else?
You know what? No, I can skip it on this one because you've kind of got the measure of the thing. It's just more of the same.
They really like bearings.
Well, I mean, you know, what we tend to do is we configure the things, we make a run. I mean, you already know this, I don't know why I'm explaining. You wanted a tour, didn't you? Right, so what we do is we basically configure the setup, we make a massive run of whatever's needed, and we just reconfigure the setup, off you go. I mean, this, you know, this week it's bearings, last week was a major Australian one. That was mostly, they just wanted bars and gates, that kind of thing, which makes sense, you know. And then what was it Paris wanted? Paris wanted, that was a lot of stuff to do with, you know, Clockwork Men, they wanted a lot of they wanted a lot of internals for that, but, you know, nothing particularly special.
And what's your, just check me, so what's your turnaround on this kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, it depends on the complexity of the thing that you're making. If, I mean, for bearings, for instance, we've made, I don't know, about 10,000 a week, maybe? For everyone who's sort of listening to the massing stuff way back, that's vastly inflated. Like, that's easily 10 times what you would have been expecting to come out. Like, this is a brand new process that's meant to have been like, oh, we can make, you know, one sword a year, and it's all this no, bang, 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 just churn it out. Like, there's no talk of anything like this being done so far.
Have you produced any weapons, or is it all just mechanisms?
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I tell you what, would you like to see the display armory?
Yes. Very much.
Oh, great, yeah, okay. Off we go. Alright, starts legging it.
As he legs it, I'm just gonna sort of lean up and say,
we can show him the sample. Maybe he might be able to know what it is.
I think that's a good idea. I think
pretense of like illegal smuggled stuff.
Or customer complaints.
Yeah, kind of either or, right?
Yeah.
I think it's too sharp.
Your adamantine's too hard. I want it softer.
Have a look around first, but yeah, bring that up near the end of the inspection.
Oh, no, you're gonna be the non-tech people asking techies where it's like, can you have a website that's like not on the internet, please. sort of.
They might be like that. But
like
make
this. Weapons. Not like this.
Yeah.
So he, sprinting off. And by the way, if you want to keep up, it's running. Everywhere is running all the time.
Sasha is really angry about how she's not easily keeping pace with him. She's like, but, I mean, when I come to think of it, why? I mean, being undead was inconvenient. There were upsides. Like, I didn't feel the cold, you know? And I'm so speedy and strong.
I think the healing thing, though, was the, you know...
You are led out from the factory floor. Obviously, you're at the final stage of the factory floor, and you are led out sort of exterior before you start being led out. And the first thing you see is you're on some kind of massive industrial compound. There's the hangar behind you, and then you see that there's a hangar off to the other side. Like, let's put it this way. If you're back to the hangar, there is another one to your back left, another one to your back right, and there are another two onto the front left, front right, and then there is what seems to be an admin building.
The way he's describing this makes me really worry that a battle is coming.
Yeah. And there's loads of chest-high walls.
It's about 60 foot away. Okay. Yeah.
There's also a pile of potions there. Yeah.
And a rocket launcher.
But no, there's an administration building which, unlike all the others, has, you know, windows, which kind of are a giveaway. And he starts heading over to that one, sort of sprinting across. And there's the odd goblin sprinting around. There's a few wheeled vehicles going around. They're not mechanised insofar as, like, they don't have engines as such. It is sort of goblin power is very much the thing that's going on here. Yeah, he sort of jogging towards the administration building and sort of chatting over his shoulder as he goes. Yeah, there was a lot of worry, actually, that we were going to have an impact on production, obviously, what with all of the problems that have been in Paris and all the rest. But honestly, we've actually found that using most of those kind of network systems actually slows things down because you've got to wait for them to load and all that nonsense. And honestly, if you can't do it yourself, it's probably not worth doing.
Well, they weren't developed at the pace, right?
I know, right? Honestly, people don't factor in, you know, different user experiences.
Exactly, yes.
Which user is experiences. Madness.
Madness.
So he runs the admin building.
I'll give the rest of the party like a nod. Like,
yeah, madness, user experience.
You see him poke his head in and then lean out and go, oh, if you can just give me one moment, to all the rest of you, you hear the distinct tone change of... Obviously, Grizzop, what you're basically hearing is, it's the inspector, sharpen up! What's that? Get it out! Why is there a dog? Like, he's just... Take a moment. Okay, great, yeah, if you could all come in. Right, so yes, this is the central administration building. All of the records you want are here. And then we have the display room over here. He's just doing this little
Sasha
waddle.
Appraises all the weapons.
And he shows you into the armory, and we'll have a look at that in a couple of minutes.
But I like things!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to the armory. By which I mean the room full of shiny expensive things.
Can Sasha appraise it all?
Yes, you can.
Oh, man, that's only a 3, so that's only a 12.
Should have appraised individual pieces. Instead, you're just going to get a loose overview now. Yeah. So the foreman is explaining stuff.
Do you want me to appraise every single item in that?
You can't. You chose to appraise the group first.
Okay, it's how dare I try and keep the narrative moving.
I mean, you haven't even told me
Alex,
you're breathing in and out. So
you
frankly, I'm taking
are
going to
regret this.
So the foreman is sort of gesturing around going, now obviously there's no point having... He starts slipping into a bit of a spiel.
Slender.
Yeah, it's just, obviously there's no point in demonstrating that you can make new things if you can't prove they're better than the old. So obviously on your left-hand hand, you are going to see a Roman-era Damascus steel plate with blah, blah, blah. And he just goes off on one. And what effectively is there is actually there's a full set of Damascus adamantine Roman armor against the wall, which, by the way, like, most people tend to kind of hide the whole Rome thing, but apparently not. And then next to it is a sort of modernized version where it's just like, so obviously the first thing that we were noticing is, I mean, look at that shield. That's a very heavy looking design. I reckon we can get it thinner. Oh, we did. And long story short, he's just demonstrating, look, our modern processes are so much better than the original designs. We took a thing, we found out how to make it, and we made it better. And we will keep making it better because that's what we're all about. And just keep spieling. And then he's like, and here we have lances. Obviously with the lancing, blah, 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 blah. From your perspective, there's a dagger rack.
Yeah. Mm. Are they good daggers?
Hard to tell unless you pick them up and have a play.
Grabs one. Just got to inspect.
Oh, right, okay. Sure.
Inspect it very clearly.
Well, they're adamantine. If they weren't well made, they won't break, will they?
Oh, I'm not worried about them breaking. He kind of gestures to the floor and kicks back the rug that's there, and you can see there's just gouges cut out from the floor and scratches and... You'd be amazed how often the situation comes up.
She knows what we're doing. She's a
weapons
inspector.
Sasha stares him in the eye and, like, flips it, doesn't she?
Sleight of hand check. Yep. I know it's not hiding things, but it's the closest I can do.
Well, I roll a 13, and my sleight of hand is
off
14.
The top, yeah.
So that is...
Tell me what you want to have done, if it's physically possible you managed.
27. It just, like, she just throws the knife up in, and it does a figure of eight, but then somehow, like, she grabs it halfway through the eye, and then it lands on the other side of her.
Whilst you're doing all this, he's just loudly going, and of course we have state-of-the-art first aid facilities, which have recently been installed and modified. But yeah, it's good to, like...
Just keep...
In terms of design, it's really well made.
Ooh.
It doesn't have that sort of this is where I get, you know, real like knife haute couture. Like, yes. It doesn't have that boutique feel that one grows accustomed to when you're moving in knife circles.
I literally have since some of my housemates make knives, including Damascus, like folded steel for a hobby. And of course, it is quite weird. They're usually the boutique ones. They're made very thick because you're making it at home. You're enjoying making the pretty patterns.
See, I look this stuff up. But as far as mass produced, this is by far like the best mass produced dagger that you've ever handled.
Nice.
I mean, it's not magic or anything, but you know what is.
I mean, if I could take this home for more inspections,
free samples are available at the end of the tour. I mean, why would you want a free sample?
We don't.
Right.
Fine. Anyway, you're going to show us the records.
Oh, yes, right.
Puts the dagger back. Takes it. Puts it back.
I need a decision before I move on.
Puts the dagger
this universe
back.
Has item permanency. I need to know where things are.
And she puts the dagger back on the rack.
Last chance. Going once.
Sulks.
Going twice.
Good.
Sasha passes up a chance to get a load of free daggers. Okay, cool. Moving on.
She slips one in her pocket.
Does she? Give me the sleight of hand check.
Then she puts it back.
The forum's like... Foreman's watching
you, by the way.
The foreman stood in the doorway like,
let's go.
He runs off and starts leading you to a staircase that leads downwards, obviously to a basement of some kind.
Okay.
Hurry up! Running downstairs.
Come on, Sasha.
If the way they're displayed, would it be really obvious if one was missing?
Yes.
Oh, fine. Puts it back.
So, down in the basement, you are shown to what is basically a massive archive. It is the equivalent of a big old concrete bunker is the best way to describe it. But it is all paper. It is all metal filing cabinets and it is paper folders. And it is very orderly, but it is more paperwork than anyone could ever possibly need. Like, you know that bit in The Matrix where it's like, we need guns, lots of guns. Yeah. We need administration. Lots of administration.
So it's Alex's version of The Matrix.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
I feel like maybe my skills at least would have been better put to use robbing a pyramid.
Goblins are running back and forth madly. Also, it's pitch dark.
Ah, yes.
And there's a goblin working the desk at the front who looks up, gives a little wave, goes back to it, but goblin running around, and it is pitch dark.
Sorry, we might need some lights.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
What are you going to do?
Oh, right,
Grizzup and I can see in the dark, though, can't we?
I can, I don't know about you, but...
Yes, you both have dark vision, so you can see pitch black. Oh, how silly. Give me a second.
Shout some torches, for you know.
He reaches across, and basically, there's like a speaking tube built in next to the wall. He's like...
So there's one thing about, you know, the general thing. We are a multi-species sort of operation, so we need to make sure that other people are accounted for.
Oh, I totally understand, sir. We are factoring in all kinds of things. So many things, in fact, I couldn't possibly list. Ah, there's the light. There we go. Right. Yeah,
very good. Just
thank
next
you. Well done.
On the next inspection, we'll, you know, expect a certain level of upgrade.
Oh, of course, sir. I was given to understand it would only be goblin employees. I'm so sorry about this. Hands over a torch
clients.
To each of you.
Clients, you see.
Oh, well, I mean, we wouldn't normally show clients the records room.
Some people can be very demanding, and, you know, there's some lucrative clients. Think of the meritocracy. It's very, not everyone there is goblin.
Oh, it's true. You are each handed what is basically, it looks at first glance like a, you know, the standard Indiana Jones flaming torch thing. Actually, it has a gas reservoir in it.
Elemental.
And it is actually just, it's a metal version of that, and it's a gas torch. So it's
so
not...
So it's a massive lighter.
Yeah, it's a huge lighter is the best description of it. Thank you. I'm not good at descriptions, which is not a trait you want in a GM. but yeah, you're all handed them, including Grizzop. It's like,
a weapon.
Right, so what was it specifically? Because, I mean, ta-da!
Yeah, general review. I mean,
off in the distance you hear, ta-da!
If we can see stuff in the last, let's say, 2 months, we want to see how, as you say, productivity has maybe improved. We want to see how much there is since the Paris crisis.
Well, you have a look at that. I would like to see some shipping and handling records from, say, just at random, sort of six months ago or thereabouts. I mean, just take a random sample, look over where you were shipping things to in that sort of
Oh, right, kind of thing.
Make sure all the...
I could inspect more daggers. Sasha looks very upset about what her new alive body is being asked to do.
Welcome to a brave new world!
Admin.
By the way, actually, some of our lot picked up some smugglers. They had some adamantine on them, so we're just checking the location.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir.
No, obviously...
No, that is absolutely inexcusable.
Well, we have a sample, and obviously
I promise you it didn't happen on my watch, sir.
We just need you to have
I will arrange a squad immediately to go and investigate this. Look, honestly, it is the least that I...
No, after the delivery, we don't think it was smuggled out. We think somebody hit a shipment, right? So we just need to...
Oh.
So it's not your responsibility, but we just wanted to ask you, since you're such an expert...
We're trying to track the shipment. The administrative tracking has gone a bit awry, and we want to make sure we can work out which shipment it was from. Will there be a way to do that from a sample?
We need a skilled goblin with a weather eye.
Oh.
Will be very helpful to the inspector.
Oi! Clapper! There's a... Clapper, get in now! Basically, the oldest goblin you think you've ever seen sprints up to you.
Like 20 years old.
But, like, let's put it this way. Goblins live till 30. This one might have made it past 30.
Wow.
Like, ancient wizened, still sprinting around, and he's just... Imagine you took a wrinkle and just extrapolated. That's what this creature is. It makes creature look positively sprightly from the Harry Potter universe.
It
runs up. Right, hello! Twitching slightly and bouncing his head around at all times. In goblin again. Right, they want to know all about shipping records. You're the man for this job. I got to get back to the floor. Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you very much. We've noted down your helpfulness to the other goblin even, sorry.
Yep. Foreman turns around. Any problems? Just give a yell, but Clapper can help you out with any problems that you've got, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Right, well,
Yeah, so we have this sample of a shipment that may have ended up in
snatches
the
it immediately.
Wrong place.
Right.
We just need to know which shipment it was from and look at those records specifically.
I see. Right, that is interesting. Follow me. Yum. Sprints off, really quick, like really quick. Clearly, you know, some people end up in their element, and this goblin, this is their element. Bombs it off at a million miles an hour deep into the archives.
As admin goes, I guess it's less boring than most.
Yeah, honestly, I've got no idea what's going on, but this looks useful.
You hear the cry of avalanche at the other end as a whole mountain of paperwork just off in the distance.
Oh, no.
Presumably we skip ahead.
Yep.
Is everyone okay with me skipping ahead
dangerous.
Individual items and blah, blah, blah just take away?
Sorry, we don't actually want to do the admin.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it Alex throws a stack of paper like prep.
I'd like to write, you know, something to put this all in a searchable database. Like, can we do some data entry?
Clapper's just there. That's what they tried. Look what happened. Manual labour. That's the future of industry. So, Clapper basically manages to dig up for you any of the paperwork that you want. Yeah, can I get an intelligence check, which is basically roll a d20 and add your intelligence modifier. It's the closest I can get.
4.
Ooh,
20. 14.
8. Ooh. Even though Sasha has quite a good intelligence bonus, but she rolled low.
So one more time, Azu?
The dice, no.
20. Ben?
4.
Hamid?
14.
14. Sasha?
8.
I don't know why everyone gets character names apart from Ben. Ben's Ben.
He's got too many characters, he just lost track.
That's what it is. Right, so I'll give sort of general overview and then go into a bit more specifics for Azu, because you hit a threshold. So... there have been massive shipments of this stuff to, specifically, London, Paris, Japan, Australia. Most of the shipments to Australia have been to do with, basically, prison equipment, which makes sense. There is a massive penal colony in Australia still. So, yeah, like, adamantine, kind of in high demand in like, manacles, things like that. Not huge, not, like, massive sheets of the stuff. It's too expensive, but, yeah, high-end, like... prison gear basically has been going to there. When it comes to London and it comes to Paris, it's both like a lot of mechanical equipment, and it is specifically labeled as ordinateur components and ordinata miscellaneous.
So I'm going to be taking notes on all this, because what I'm eventually going to pass to Wild is be like, so these companies have been have records of receiving this much adamantine.
Yes.
And what we want to know is if they're keeping it and using it or sending it on, because the risk, of course, is it's ending up in America somehow.
Yes.
So, you know, that's essentially what we're doing, is we're going to summarise and say, you need to send someone to check out these specific companies. This is what they're alleged to have received.
And there is an enormous shipment, which is fairly recent, which is to Japan. And it's to a private client rather than to any kind of company or stuff. And it's basically the only private client there. However, the name's been redacted.
Okay, so definitely taking a massive note of that. Is it have an address on it or
huge
something?
Huge, yeah. Underlined.
Japan. It goes as far as a big Tokyo circle. Shipping depot.
Star.
And then it just basically okay, just
well,
has
I mean, we're
transfer.
Already planning to go to Tokyo
but
at some point.
Clapper immediately sees that and goes, oh, well, that's not right. That's not right at all. Holds it up, realises that there's no light here, so why is he holding it up in the first place?
I provide some light.
Oh, I've never seen that before. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Bear with... Runs off.
He didn't even talk about the sample.
No, he didn't. I mean, I'm sure he'll get to it. We might have to remind him.
Yeah.
Sasha's just fallen asleep. There's no fair. Use to her. That
very fair.
I mean, comfortable sleep is something you're not used to, so...
No.
And what was the extra bit that Helen got for her good role?
Yes.
Mm.
So, Azu,
yes.
Things that you notice to do with this stuff... A lot of the stuff that is being dealt with is like industrial stuff and things like that. But you do also notice that there's the odd individual client making like individual requests and things like that. And what you do notice is that just to your eye, you start seeing a lot of orcish names cropping up. Not orcish in terms of like what specific people that you know, but you are like orcish name, human, halfling, orcish, human, orcish. Like, there is a disproportionately high number of orcish names on the list of individual, like, people getting individual bespoke items.
Can I see where they're from?
Yes.
Where are they from?
All over. So, like, there's some from the Alps, there are some from... Actually, some from your neck of the woods, but, again, no names jump out of you as, like,
people I know.
Major... It's all over the place, really. Like, take your pick. It's not like there's one place that is a massive centre for this kind of thing. It's just the odd piece here, the odd piece there, etc. Which is unusual. You haven't heard of any, like, orcs getting involved with Damascus and adamantine.
We are,
Orcs tend to make their own stuff.
Yeah. Because our stuff is the best stuff.
Yeah, it is. Like, objectively up to this point, yeah.
I found something.
Oh, yeah,
there's,
what?
There are a lot of orcish names on this sheet, none of which I recognise, but we don't tend to hire other people to make our things.
I mean, do you have access to adamantine?
Well, no.
So, you can't make these things, right?
How does goblin made compared to orcish made? I mean,
it's probably better.
Well, I mean...
No.
It's definitely quicker.
Perhaps quicker, not better.
I mean, halflings don't tend to be involved in industrial processes very much.
Well, neither do we.
Clapper runs up going, I'm really sorry, I have no idea whose this is delivered to. I don't even understand why it's redacted in the first place. He's talking just slightly up and left to Grizzop's shoulder. He's very peculiar.
That's fair enough. We'll raise it with our superiors, but thank you for identifying
the discrepancy. I am so sorry about this. I have got every single goblin looking for further discrepancies. We will check the entire archive for any kind of funniness.
In which case, be sure to forward it to the local meritocratic offices.
Oh, will do. Anyone specific?
Yes. Oscar Wilde, please.
Oscar Wilde. Right, Oscar Wilde.
And any more news about that sample we showed you?
Oh, yes,
what
right.
What shipment is it from?
Clunk! A massive, the slowest goblin you've seen just kind of jogs up. For goblin, really heavy. Like, really, really heavy. But unfortunately, when it comes to goblins, they have quite a lot of variety to body, way more than a lot of the other sentient races. So just there, it's just like, yeah, right, so this, okay?
Built like a barge, but a tiny barge.
Tiny barge. That's what they call me on the wrestling circuit. Right, so this is interesting. It's not one of ours. You can tell by the fractals on it, right? But,
wait,
nonetheless,
woken up
that is goblin made. And more importantly, that's a batch made piece. By which I mean, I don't mean obviously that someone's there with a hammer. That'd be crazy. But I mean, you know, this kind of complexity, this much layering, you're not going to be having a major run. We've certainly not heard of anyone making this much stuff.
I mean, we thought this was the only facility that processed this in this volume.
No, that's very much not the case.
So do you have any idea which facility this may have been made in?
I mean, I can tell you now, whoever made it's rubbish. I mean, there is no attention to detail here. You look at that layering and what that screams to me is wannabe. That's what that screams to me. But, I don't know.
Do you know? We could ask, maybe. You might know.
Give me a second. I'm thinking. Look, I realise that I'm quite slow, but that doesn't mean that I'm worse for it.
Definitely not where I was going with that, but fair enough.
Yep. I would bet my left arm that this is from Crank Industries.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else?
No, that's perfectly well. Your helpfulness will be reported to the meritocrats.
All right. Who are you?
Inspectors.
Oh, hello.
Hence the question.
Yes. what else? Could I get you some drinks? Clever's there just ushering him away.
Yeah, I would have liked some coffee.
Right, so, is there anything else that we can do for you, sirs, madams, etc.?
Place for dinner, I think.
Dinner? Oh, right, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming you want more than the canteen.
Well, yeah, anywhere in town you recommend.
Oh, it's a pretty deep... tell you what, we'll arrange for a drive for you.
Thanks very much.
And just remember who spoke to you.
Clapper, yes.
That's me.
I'll put in a good word.
Yes.
We'll go wait in the lobby then, I guess.
Oh, yeah, sure. I will make arrangements.
Those daggers, you don't have any spare...
Oh, hang on. He just hands you an adamantine dagger. It's goblin-sized.
Oh, that's fine, though.
Mm-hmm.
That can be easily hidden. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just starts doing knife tricks with it.
If there's one thing I've learnt, it's always carry a dagger in case you make a friend.
Oh, yeah, you got to have spares, right? In case you make several.
Yeah.
All right, I've got 14. How many have you got?
How many have I got? Gestures over to you and kind of sprints down a little side alley.
Sasha is suddenly completely awake. Like, it's like the admin piles had some kind of soporific effect, but now, whoa, it's like coffee. Yes, right,
he
yes.
Over and he goes.
She overtakes the goblin at one point. I think the speed.
This way.
Still. Yep.
Right, well, when was the last time you met anyone with a name beginning with Q? He pulls open like a filing cabinet labelled Q, basically, and it's just stock full of daggers. He's just filled it with daggers.
That's brilliant.
I know, right?
That's brilliant. All the admin folks just like, oh, yeah.
You should see what's in Z. What's in Z? Closes it, starts running off. You start seeing a few of the goblins start turning. He starts running, then jogging. And then stops, goes, and that concludes the tour of the... I'm really sorry. The archives. I really hope you... It's just loads and loads of swords. And we hope that you enjoy that. Also a shield. I made that one myself. But that's all for now.
Oh, well, all right. We could share tips maybe later about...
Listen, here's my card.
Oh, Sasha takes it.
He hands you a steel card.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Just steel. It
that
says...
really light... Mm-hmm. Beautifully made.
Oh. It just says, ask for Clapper.
Nice, cheers.
Yeah.
I don't have a card, but don't try not to remember me.
It's fine, I'll just ask for the cool one.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, we'll be going.
Yep. And then everyone's heading off. Presumably you all head to the lobby?
Yeah, wait for that car that's been arranged for us now.
So, yeah, you're there for the lobby while, you know, lots of...
I would like to find a helpful goblin that's around and ask them how they feel the company is doing compared to the competitors. Basically, I want to get an overview of the industry as a whole.
Let's say the receptionist.
Without revealing my level of ignorance.
Well, allow me to put it simply, sir. I mean, obviously you already know this, but... Only here at Ratchets can we truly manifest the goblin dream. Only here can industry and perseverance conquer... And it's just... spiel. Spiel.
We have just had two companies called Ratchet and Clank, haven't we?
Yes! Yes. Yeah. Excellent work. Yeah. Excellent. I would not have got that. I appreciate that.
Who would you say is in second place, as it were? I mean, let's put it this way.
There's Spyro. Jack and Daxter are third.
I'll tell you what. Spyro was a very, very short-lived botched operation, and the sooner that they went under, the better.
Yeah. Like, crash.
How dare you? You aren't a Spyro plant, are you?
Yeah. Crash Bandicoot was after the second.
I mean, adamantine toothpicks. Who bases their opening gambit on the adamantine market on toothpick? They're just off on one now. Good luck. Moment's gone.
Spyro Industries is, I think, reopening soon, and we're all very excited.
Yes, we are! Yes, we are!
I might be diverging slightly here. Mm. Bit of.
I was trying to find out here. Actually relevant campaign information.
Nope, that's gone now. Yeah. That's gone forever. A carriage rocks up. It is horse-drawn, and it is...
How quaint.
I know. It is horse-drawn, and it is...
Are they tiny horses?
So what it is all of the horses are normal, but the carriage itself... I want you to imagine that someone took
normal
a limo
now...
and then tried to make a carriage out of it. It's unnecessarily large, long, and pitch black. Like matte black paint. Which presumably means it's incredibly hot in this heat, but and yeah, there's a carriage there, and there's a chauffeur. Sure, chauffeur. There's a chauffeur holding the door open, goblin chauffeur.
Oh, or a valet if you want.
Nah, let's go with chauffeur. There's a chauffeur there with his little hat, and he's there quietly, head down, holding the door open for you all.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Where are we going then, sir?
Clapper arranged for a restaurant for us.
Oh right, yep. No worries. Closes the door on the inside.
Wait.
Do I fit?
Yes.
We're getting
this one's specifically
big...
designed so that
can we see out from
black
inside?
Box.
Yes.
So they're locking.
So what there is there are glass windows black curtains that you can lift to look up or lower to.
I'll ride on the top if that's all right. Have you got seats on the?
It's really dusty.
Okay. So you be
unless do you want to drive. I get that a lot. Oh, there you go.
Can you drive?
Yes.
Onwards!
All right, fair enough.
He sort of points. He just says, I will be your navigator. Turn left in 100 yards.
So she kicks the horse.
She kicks the horse kicks back.
That's not how it works.
You take three damage.
No, dodges.
You can't roll to dodge.
This is not how horses work.
It's not how the system works.
It's not how anything works.
You kick the horse. Yeah. The horse kicks back.
Roll hand animal to drive.
I mean, yeah, if you want to drive a thing, don't kick the horse.
Well, that's how they go, isn't it?
Oh, in a carriage, you got reins.
Oh.
Give me a handle animal.
That is not going to go well for
driven.
Her. Oh, that's a... that's a seven, and then...
Minus
charisma
one.
Minus one. Wicked. Six.
So, yeah, the chauffeur kind of looks at you, goes... just for you to, like, climb up onto the riding deck... hands you the rein and goes, listen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we could go there normally, or we could go there really quickly.
Oh, really quickly, please.
That's what I thought.
Do you have a mechanical?
He pulls out from under the chair. Hold on. And then pops a firework immediately behind the horses, like a little
yes!
bang starter.
Oh, no.
That's so
horses.
Cool.
Vomit.
But they love
so
it, right?
They're terrified.
Oh, okay.
They are terrified. And on that
horses
note,
are very panicky.
I will end the episode with you careening wildly around an industrial Goblins. Goblins are great. Just don't. Much like AI, make sure you give them very specific instructions, otherwise things can get wildly out.
I can imagine that the paperclip apocalypse would arrive
it is
very
goblin
easily.
Made.
Yeah.
That's all we care about.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So we can wait to see how... I can't lose this voice. I'm now... Goodbye, everyone.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at @TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.